Mexico, and that they're locations of government housing, HUD housing, whatever you want to call it, you know, numerous little apartments that, that people live in, low-income housing, and in every one of the complexes around here, you can drive through, and in every one of them, and there's one or two vehicles that will be parked outside that have strobes on the dash, and in the taillights, and sirens, and antennas, because they're on the volunteer fire department. Now, you're HUD housing, you're already a low-income housing, which means that you would be there, that you either receive social security, or you're disabled, or whatever, to even qualify. And, but you have the money to go spend, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, perhaps, close to $1,000 on strobes and sirens and lights and radio and antennas for the volunteer fire department. Not to mention, you're physically able to go fight a fire, but most of these people don't have a job. Now, why is there not some checksum in this government that says, if you've got the money to, these departments do not equip the people, don't make that mistake. I have been a volunteer firefighter. You buy your own equipment, they equip you with your firefighting gear, your turnout gear, but they do not equip your vehicle. They will supply you with a pager. They will not even supply you with a two-way radio. If you want that, you buy it yourself. If you want light, you buy it yourself. But, you don't get paid. These are straight volunteers, so they've got plenty of gasoline to respond to a fire. They're physically able to fight a fire. They've got money to buy lights, sirens, and radios. Why is there not a checksum that says to be on the volunteer fire department, you can't live in HUD housing, you can't be low income, you have to have a job, or if you are legally disabled, you shouldn't be there anyway, because if you're disabled, how are you gonna get in turnout gear and fight a fire? So, the way I look at it, if you aren't, employed or at the very least able to be employed and keeping yourself up, the money that you spent on lights and sirens and radios should have went to pay your damn rent instead of our tax dollars paying it for you. They don't want to step outside the norm. They don't want to don't want to be the only person in the crowd to stand up and say, hey, this ain't right. But, you know, behind closed doors, they'll bitch, they'll cry, they'll complain, they stress over it, but they won't say anything in public. That's what's wrong with this country now. That's how so many of our rights have been taken, just because the people sit back and let it happen. They don't stand up. They don't join together. They make no effort to oppose anything. They don't want to be the one person standing out. I don't understand that. And then, can we actually, kind of lie?
About 12 years old.
that make them alive, that makes them feel good. You know, everybody says drugs are so bad, but all of them are so uneducated and understand that, you know, even when they watch their favorite preacher at church, they're getting high off the endorphins. When they all get together and jump up and down and sing and praise at church, they're getting high off the endorphins.
I don't understand how you can do it.
paying people to move. Wait a minute. Wasn't that what we talked about yesterday?
Okay. And then while we're on the campaign,
Charges, you know, with first thermite that melted the steel. No. If the government was in on it, all they had to do was allow the people into the country to complete their mission. They didn't have to hand dirty. So, you know, all these people, and they showed them these lovely videos that they claim that the new speeds, you know, added in the planes and all this stuff. You know, and the people watching it, it's even worse because they don't understand that the people in ocean this ship are the ones that edited it. Read all the time. And now, you know, to have don't want